You're listening to the Tools for the Modern Man podcast. If you're looking for the tools to deal with the challenges of this ever-changing modern world, you're in the right place. Now let's get it going.
Welcome to the Tools for the Modern Man podcast. I'm your host, Pete Beskus, and today I kind of messed up. It is February 14th. I had recorded a podcast that was going to release today, and it didn't record. And so therefore, I am re-recording the day of. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. I hope you guys are preparing just to share some love around. You know, I know there's a lot of thoughts on what Valentine's Day is, you know, Hallmark holiday, etc. But any opportunity we have to just show appreciation to those that we love, you know, go and do it. That's kind of my philosophy on it, is that, you know, I see the kids with their Valentine's Day cards going to class and being all excited and taking some chocolates to their teachers. And, you know, that's kind of sweet. And so all the cynical people out there, get over it. Today, I wanted to kind of launch and kick off my next round of series of interviews and podcast topics and everything else. And it's really going to revolve around the, you know, W-2 employee, the person out there who's sitting in their job, the guy or girl or whoever else is listening, who's sitting at their desk and they're kind of at a pinnacle or a decisive point in their career. They might have been laid off. They might be at the tail end of, you know, a cycle or a phase. They might have just maxed out where they are and they wanted to like reach for more. I know for me, that was always the case. I was one of those people that early on in my career, I had a really tough time finding my groove, finding my what I did really well. And, you know, for 6-7 years coming out of university, I struggled. I struggled to get jobs. I struggled to find good quality places where that could mentor me, that could help me grow. You know, I was thrown into the fire a lot. It was a lot of, you know, it was a lot of baptism by fire. I went and worked in the field for a few years to just, you know, try something different, to just explore options. And as I was developing in these, you know, paying the due years, I started to learn that, you know, there is a phase in all of our lives where we're picking up skills, where we're having to take a step back so we can make progress forward. And we have to look for opportunities. This year, I kind of started off, you know, with my word of the year, which was opportunities. And I really am seeing that everywhere I'm looking now. Now that I focus for opportunities and help people identify and uncover their opportunities, it's interesting to me that it's actually very, very easy to go out and create opportunities for yourself. And what do I mean? Does that mean that you're going to turn it around in a day because you want something? No, it's not the secret. You're not going to manifest it because you just had a dream about it. But it does mean that you have to start putting the effort towards creating the opportunity and steal that effort from places that maybe aren't going to be as productive. So I've lined up a lot of interviews over the next few weeks with different experts to talk to you about like your resume, your LinkedIn profile, how to network, how to interview, how do you show up to things? So that if you're sitting at your desk right now and you're listening to this, or on the drive to work and you're listening to this, you can think to yourself, okay, what are my opportunities? What do I want to create going forward? It's one thing to just be miserable, and it's another thing to be sitting in that misery. This is a comment I made a while ago in one of my calls was, you know, we become very comfortable in our own discomfort. And I really think that we have to really reflect on that. How uncomfortable are you where you are, but are you comfortable with it? Are you unwilling to stretch yourself into another discomfort so that you can get what you want to get? You know, I think the easiest thing is to sit in your job, collect your paycheck month after month after month, and just gripe about it. You've got all these other coworkers, you've got all these other people who are there who will gripe with you, right? There is no shortage in any work environment of people who will bitch and complain. There isn't. There are very few people in every environment who will encourage, who are hot, positive, optimistic, who are trying to create an environment that people want to be in. And so those will be some of the talks that we're going to be having over the next few weeks. But I really wanted to focus my attention on today's call on, you know, on today's podcast on what opportunity do you want to create for yourself? Do you want a new job? Do you want to phase out of the 9-to-5, out of the corporate, you know, rat race? Do you want to start your own thing? That's another conversation entirely. I know I did that when I decided to quit everything at 40. I did it out of fear. I did it out of desperation. I did it because I wanted to lash out. I was angry. I was, you know, burnt out. I was tired of what I was doing. I was having kind of a career crisis because it was the same thing over and over. I had allowed myself to just follow the path that was being laid out for me, as opposed to creating the path for myself and being vocal and being mindful of what I wanted and saying, no, this is what I want to do and this is how I want to do it. There's always a fear. There's a fear of that change, of what you're leaving behind. But like I said before, are you comfortable being uncomfortable? And if you are, then that's nobody's fault but your own. It's your job to get yourself in a position to get what you want. It's your job to go find another job. It's your job to go find opportunities. So really, we have to dive deep. Before you can go to any of the tactical things, before you can go to the resume, the LinkedIn, the network, you got to dig deep and figure out who you are. What do you want? What do you want to create? If you want to go and be an entrepreneur and you're sitting at your desk right now and you're like, I'm sick of this. Well, what's your plan? What's your idea? Start with that. Who are you talking to? Do you have a network of entrepreneurs that launch themselves? Where are you going to find this information from? What are you going to go sell? Because an entrepreneur is someone who sells something, right? They sell themselves, their skills, their product, something. What are you missing? Where are your gaps, right? I know when we jumped into entrepreneurialism, my wife and I, and we opened up the dental practice, I was ill-prepared for the skills that I had to go learn. I had to learn marketing. I had to learn IT. I had to learn how to put together lots of equipment. I had to learn insurance. I had to learn so many skills on hiring people, firing people, expectations, systemization, all of these things that you already have when you're working at a W-2 or a, you know, T-4 in a corporate setting. You have that structure. You don't know that until you don't know it, until it's presented to you and you realize, oh, this used to be done by somebody else. So if you're that person who right now is staring at a crossroads and you don't know which direction to take, I think the first step you have to take is look at yourself and identify what you want. What is your perfect job? Whether it's working for yourself, whether it's working for others, but what is that perfect job? What does that look like? What are you doing in that job? How are you showing up in that job? Who are you helping? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you do. The most successful you'll be is when you're in a position where you're helping people succeed, helping people execute their vision. That happens in a corporate setting, that happens in a team, that happens in a business. When you're selling your product, you're helping your client, you're helping your customer achieve their desire, solving their problem. And that's why it's important for you to go out and find some people right now who can help you solve your problem, right? Identify what you want. That is step one. Next week, we're going to be able to dive into things like your resume. How does that look? How do you formulate it? How do you get somebody interested in you? What's your brand? That's a great conversation I have next week with my guest, is we talk about a resume and presenting yourself as a brand. You are a brand. You are your own brand. You go around and you ask people what their impression of you is, or if you had a, you know, like a anonymous poll, you would get a good idea of what your brand is. How people see you is your brand. What you do at your job is your brand. That's the skills, but what you bring to that desk, what you bring to that group, that's your brand. I would recommend, if you are curious about, you know, working along with us as we're doing these podcasts going forward, they're going to be really tactical. They're very implementable. But go back and review some of the first podcasts that I wrote, which were the cores, the basics. You know, what is your life mission? What is your vision for what you want to create for your family, for your career, for your wealth, for your health, all of those things? What are your core values? A lot of the times when we're upset or we're disgruntled or we're fatigued or we're tired of what we're doing, it's because they no longer align with our values. And now we're working towards with the values of other people, and that's exhausting. Go and do a strengths assessment. Go pull out, you know, that link that I'm posted down below this show notes too. The high five, which is basically the top five Clifton strengths. What are your strengths? What do you lead with? How does that start looking at your day to day and how you show up using your strengths and how that feels versus showing up when you're not using your strengths and how that feels? You know, when we lead with our strengths, we're always going to fill ourselves up. We're always going to be energized. We're always going to be leading forward, and we're going to be magnetic, charismatic, impactful. When we're not leading with our strengths, it's the opposite. We're drained. We don't want to do the things that we have to do. So look at your strengths. All of those things are going to go into your resume, your LinkedIn profile, how you show up in a networking event, how you show up in an interview, how you show up in your day-to-day life, because that's how you create the opportunities. You create the opportunities by embodying what people want to see and what people want to be a part of. So really think about it this week. If you need any help around this, if you want to strategize some thoughts, or you just want to have a session where you just talk it out, reach out to me. I've been doing a lot of great strategy sessions lately with great impact. Helped one guy have a conversation with his CEO about his vision for the future. I had one friend who we gave him a quick resume audit. You know, those things are so impactful, and yet it's hard for us to have that vision when we're going back. So I'm more than happy to do that for someone trying to learn more, expose themselves more, get an experienced set of eyes on things. I have that experience. I've been doing it for 25 years. And I love creating opportunities. I love helping other people create opportunities. So reach out. I'll have the job. Like I said, go to the website, reach out to me, email, LinkedIn, Instagram, however you feel more comfortable reaching out, and look forward to next week's episodes. So everyone take care, enjoy your Valentine's Day, and we'll see you all next week on Tools for the Modern Man.
Thank you for listening to the Tools for the Modern Man podcast. If you like what you heard today, drop me a review on iTunes or share it with a friend. And if you want to learn more about working with me, you can always look me up at www.petebeskus.com. Thanks, and see you all next week.